Okay, something I wanted to deal with just before we end here, because I think it's quite important, and it's again being missed by the media in general. I read a piece on the website, I think it was on The Conversation, I didn't write down which website, doesn't matter, about the fact that with Chatbot GPT, which of course is being incorporated into Microsoft products at the moment, with all of these things happening in artificial intelligence, deep fakes and all the rest of it, the pace of it seems to be exponential. It's getting faster and faster and faster. And this piece that I read this week suggested that we may be coming close to the singularity, technological singularity, where you and me become, I don't know, sounds a bit like Jean-Luc Picard, assimilated with the technology. Now, we might have thought, if we were asking this question a year ago, that that was decades away, if ever. It seems to be getting closer and closer. So let's just quickly, in the minutes that remain tonight, and it's a good time in the midnight hour to ask this, Fevzi Turkup, the gadget detective, is on with us now. Fevzi, here's looking at you, kid.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you doing?
Hey, I like the microphone, Fevzi, for those who are viewing. Yeah. That's very, very impressive. That is the microphone that was used by Frasier, among many other people. And sadly,
amongst others, yeah.
And sadly, amongst other microphones, I've got one of those as well, which makes me deeply, deeply sad. But you're looking and sounding great. Now, listen, singularity, it's on the way. You've been telling me, and we've been talking about these things for years, and I don't think I've really been listening. If it's coming, how close are we to it?
Okay, so it's probably worth a definition. So singularity is variously defined. I would say it is the point at which general machine intelligence supersedes our own, and it basically pulls away from our level of intelligence exponentially. So it's potentially the point at which we may lose control. I think most people might suggest that it is coming. There may be a difference of opinion of how many years or decades it will take. Depends on how you define it. But one of the interesting things in the article that you mentioned was that Elon Musk and others, and I hate to mention his name these days, but actually he's quite right about a lot of things still, just not Twitter. Elon Musk and others have said that arguably the only way in which we will survive the rise of AI is to join with it, to integrate with it, so that we have what they call a brain computer interface. And he's got a company called Neuralink. You may have heard of it. It's the one that where they're inserting probes into the brains of pigs, but trying to communicate between the machine and the pig's brain. But also there's a company called Synchron, which a lot of people haven't heard of. It's a very interesting company. What's particularly interesting, they're doing similar work. Their probe into the brain is much less invasive, and it's already succeeded in allowing people who would otherwise be cut off from actually sending emails by thought. So what you have is, when you have this brain computer interface, you have the ability to augment the capabilities of the human brain by attaching it to the internet and faster processing. You have the ability to have telepathy. So we no longer have to do this. I can just think a thought and it will just beam directly into your brain. Not sure. Or broadcasting would be directly into everyone's brain all at once, which is kind of scary. So there's lots of options here. And Synchron, is its seed funding, its startup funding, came from DARPA. DARPA is the R&D arm of
the U.S. military.
Department of Defense. Mm. And DARPA wouldn't be putting money into it if it didn't see military applications for this. So I think we are one of the last generations of pure humans, because if we start implanting things, how many things can you implant before we cease to be purely human? You know, how many? Because in the beginning, we do it to make up for, you know, people who have got locked-in syndrome, or people who are blind, or people who have some other form of disability. But it's a short step from there to augmentation. So we augment our capabilities. We enhance our brain capacity and ability to think. We have telepathy. We have the ability to move things at a distance. All sorts of things become possible.
But yeah, as you say, at what point do we cease to be human? And that, I think, is a huge worry. And it's something that needs, like a lot of these things we talk about all the time, Febsy, it needs regulation. And unfortunately, here's something else. You know, our politicians who have, in my opinion, shamefully failed us in recent years on multiple levels, they're certainly not addressing this particular topic as far as I am aware. This is something that we need to be looking at, don't we?
There won't be meaningful regulation of this because what we have is an AI arms race, both in the commercial world or, as we've alluded to, in the military. So because America will be fearful of Russia or China taking huge leaps forward and having these sort of super soldiers and super smart weapons,
it
will develop them. Just with as we did with the nuclear arms race, we now have an AI arms race. And unlike the nuclear arms race, it's much harder to control, much harder to monitor, verify.
So even though, Febsy, it won't be a week next Tuesday when we get this singularity, we can now contemplate it. We wouldn't have contemplated it 5 or 10 years ago, but now it's a possibility.
Well, yeah, I mean, we already have the beginnings of it. We already have implants into and onto the heads and brains of human beings. Elon Musk is asking for permission to take his technology into humans, from pigs into humans. So it is already with us. It's just a little bit primitive. The interface is a bit limited, let's say. As that interface becomes smarter and the AIs become smarter, the ability for our brains to communicate with theirs, it will be amazing.